This is a Kitty Pod production. Welcome to CR Crime, a podcast that tells tales of true crime as they happen in New York's Capital Region. I'm your host, Jason Bullitt. First of all, may I be among the last to wish you a Happy New Year. I hope that the holiday season that we just had was a good and safe one for you, wherever you may be. For our first episode of 2022, we take a look at a murder that is unsolved still to this day and took place in your narrator's hometown, the murder of Sheila Shepherd. Compared to the Capital Region's three principal cities, Saratoga Springs isn't necessarily known for its grisly crimes such as murders and stabbings as such, the low crime rate bearing out the preceding statement. Thus, instances such as the following really provide a shock to the system. As the 1980s began, Sheila Shepherd had settled in the Spa City, having moved there from Colorado in an attempt to start a new life and try to balance student life with working at a business called Worldwide Education Services. Someone who leads that kind of life needs to get out once in a while, and so speculation has abounded that she had been out late at one of the many watering holes that dotted Caroline Street before that fateful Sunday. What fateful Sunday, you ask? It was on that Sunday, November 23rd, 1980, that Shepherd was murdered at her apartment on 125 Church Street. It would be 2 days until anyone caught sight of her. But when her own mother and a neighbor spotted the body at 10 o'clock the morning of November 25th, it had been found face up, covered with a bedsheet, stripped of clothing, and bound and gagged with a pair of pantyhose she had been wearing at the time. Immediately, the investigation started, and did so on the discovery that a 5-inch steak knife had been plunged into her abdomen. However, the makeshift device brought about asphyxiation, which was the official cause of death. Dr. Jack Paston conducted the autopsy and gave confirmation of such, but not after consultation with Dr. Michael Baden. A former New York State Police Chief Pathologist, the good doctor also served as chairman of federal inquiries into the assassinations of U.S. President John F. Kennedy and renowned civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., whose legacy is being celebrated the weekend this episode drops. Those tasked with investigating the murder thought the stabbing took place after her death, and the stabbing spurred them into asking the FBI to compile a behavioral profile of the killer. After this case went cold, the investigation reopened in October 2018, 3 decades after the initial discovery and the murder itself. Brian Callahan has had the grim and unenviable task of heading the investigation and seeing that the murderer, whoever he may be, is brought to justice. Lieutenant Bob Gilson asked for an updated report to that effect at the same time. On that matter, we now turn to who could have brought this grisly act to pass. Initially, a man named Joseph Nazo, I think that's how you pronounce his last name, was considered the prime suspect. A Rochester native, Nazo had been a commercial photographer by vocation and frequently traveled between New York and California for work since sometime in the 1970s. Nazo had the habit as a photographer of arranging the bodies of his victims in certain positions, and such may have been the case in Shepherd's murder. Saratoga Springs police picked up Nazo in 2011 when an unknown member of the force discovered these type of photographs dealing with another murder. Whereas the murder we've been discussing in this episode took place with pantyhose, Nazo used shoelaces instead. Nazo's status as prime suspect in the murder ended when his DNA failed to match up with evidence found at the scenes of 3 murders that took place in the early 1970s. The SSPD, Saratoga Springs Police Department, never tested the DNA to determine if it really was Nazo that committed the murder. To further muddy the waters, there was also speculation that the killer might have been Shepherd's own husband. This unknown wag had been living in California, and when pressed about the murder, he had a watertight alibi. He also stated that his daughter had been living with relatives out of state. While the real killer of Sheila Shepherd is either unknown and or at large, it should be noted that her murder has borne similarities to the Alphabet Killer, which Nazo committed both in his native Rochester and out west. The spree was so named as his six victims had the same first and last initial. On a side note, they were all strangled and tied with rope. 4 decades after the murder of Sheila Shepherd, the killer has not been truly identified, even with the identification of several persons of interest, nor has the DNA been tested to bring about the determination. The Saratoga Springs Police Department is still looking for any information all these years later. They ask that anyone with information relevant to the case call either the SSPD tip line at 518-584-8477, 518-584-TIPS, or call Brian Callahan directly at 518-584-1800, extension 3458. And thus ends yet another episode of CR Crime, the only podcast that tells tales of true crime as they happen in New York's Capital Region. I've been your host, Jason Bullitt. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there, and I'll talk to you again real soon. After this case went cold, the investigation reopened in October 2018, 3 decades after the initial... This has been a Kitty Pod production, produced in Saratoga County, New York, shared with the world.